The tangled genealogy of the big telecom companies is worthy of a string of biblical begats with more inbreeding than the crown heads of Europe. Suffice it to say that the wireless company known as Singular, with a C, is the offspring of SBC and Bell South, which sprung some years ago from the loins of a company called AT&T, which stood for American Telephone and Telegraph. Well, now, Singular customers, get ready. Singular is the nation's biggest mobile carrier, and it is about to change its name back to AT&T. This could be the biggest name change in history. So why do it? Tom Standage is business editor of The Economist, and he joins us from London. Welcome to the program.
Hello.
Once again, over the past 6 years, I've read, Singular spent nearly $5 billion on advertising. Why give up a name that you've spent so much money on?
That's a very good question, but it's because the name it's being replaced with, AT&T, is an even bigger name now. AT&T is the world's biggest telecoms firm, and the thing that's driving the industry now is this thing called convergence, which boils down to trying to get customers to buy four things at once from a single company. And the four things are a normal telephone service, a wireless telephone service, a broadband connection, and TV service. And this is going to save them a huge amount in marketing because they can market services under this one brand. They don't have to confuse you with different names and different brands. So in the short term, it's going to be confusing, but in the long term, it's going to save them money and they hope enable them to sell big bundles of services to people and lock them in for longer.
Well, if in fact AT&T is a better brand to be associated with and you want to have only one brand, let's still try to assess how good a brand Singular was. It's one of those made-up names like Verizon. It doesn't really mean anything. Was it successful?
It was reasonably successful, yes. I mean, the thing is, most of the wireless carriers have quite bad reputations. AT&T Wireless, which was actually a different company altogether, they had a really terrible reputation. And so one of the problems here is that people who were AT&T Wireless customers who were unhappy and then Singular took them over and things got a bit better might worry that this means things are going to get worse again. That's not the case. This is purely a renaming. But that said, AT&T was found to be the most respected telecom brand in the world in a survey that was done last year. So I think this strength actually comes from the historical roots of American telegraph and telephone, and that's something that, that can now be capitalized on.
You know, it's remarkable that a survey found that AT&T was the most respected name in telecoms, which, as you say, that's after the name was seriously tainted by AT&T Wireless, a company with a very poor reputation. Are people nostalgic for an earlier time? I mean, the letters don't stand for anything anymore, it's just AT&T. But how do you explain the positive associations with the name of a company that was broken up more than 20 years ago by a federal court?
Yeah, there may be a certain amount of nostalgia there. The other thing is, I think it was a global survey. And so people in other parts of the world, you know, if they've heard of any foreign carrier, it's going to be a big, respectable one like AT&T, you know, the company that invented, you know, so many things that came out of Bell Labs. And it's a legendary brand. So although they've tried to sort of modernize it and capture some of the, they're now going to be trying to capture some of the more youthful aspects of the Singular brand. And they're going to be having the two brands side by side in their advertising for the next few months in this sort of transitional period.
Singular had a very visual advertising campaign about raising the bar and sort of a rising bar graph that evoked the signal on your telephone of how strong the signal is that you're receiving on a wireless phone. I gather some of that visual imagery may yet survive or transition into the advertising now for AT&T.
Yes, apparently the first ad that's going to be presenting this change of brand involves the traditional Singular bars, but then morphing into the round AT&T trademark. So we'll have to see how that goes. The funny thing is, from a European perspective, is that by European standards, American networks are rather less reliable. I mean, in Finland, for example, if people go into a tunnel underground in the middle of a forest and they lose a signal, they're very disappointed. I mean, they really, in small, densely populated European countries, we have much higher expectations. So we find it quite odd that American wireless companies boast about how wonderful their coverage is when you very often can't get a signal indoors.
Well, thank you so much for pointing that out to us, Tom. It's Tom Standage, business editor of The Economist, speaking to us from London about the change of name coming up next week from Singular to the venerable tried and true brand AT&T. Thanks a lot for talking with us.
Thank you.